Where are we in the development of this as an industry, Dave? Or is this just the beginning? Are we experimenting? Give me an idea just where we are in our process.
Well, there's a number of people in the U.S. and actually around the world that's trying to do these systems. Basically, the difference between what is happening, what I'm doing, and what a few other people are doing is it's essentially a closed system, a zero discharge system. Shrimp production is dominated by farm-reared shrimp. We eat 1.4 billion pounds of shrimp a year in the United States. We import 1.2 billion. So, you know, 10 to 15% of the shrimp that we eat in the United States is wild-caught, coming primarily from the Gulf. But the predominant amount of shrimp when you go to the store or the restaurant that was produced in a pond, on a farm, basically on an industrial scale farm in Asia, China, Indonesia, and Thailand. The way that they're growing the shrimp is really not a sustainable practice. They're using a high percentage of fish meal in the diets, somewhere around 8% or so. They're going through a third of the worldwide fish meal production for this industrial shrimp production coming out of Asia. And the wastewater that's coming off these ponds is being discharged primarily into Asian coastal zone. So they're mining protein from the oceans to make up the diets, and then they're discharging the waste, impacting adversely Asian coastal zone. So all of this is going to have to stop one of these days. Everybody knows that. Even the Asians know eventually this will have to stop. And when it has to stop, it's going to have to go to something that's more environmental friendly and something that is more sustainable. And so that's what I'm doing. I have a 20-plus year history in trying to develop zero-discharge sustainable aquaculture. I was at Clemson University in South Carolina for 20-some years, and we did it first with catfish, pushing catfish production from around 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of fish per acre per season up to 15,000 to 20,000 pounds per acre in algal-based greenwater systems. And that's pretty much caught on all across the South. Fish farmers today in the South, they expect to grow more than 15,000 pounds of fish in their pond per acre. And they're doing some version of what we did at Clemson. And then 10 years into my tenure at Clemson, I also started doing shrimp in zero discharge systems. And this work here, I've been now at Missouri for 4 years. This is more or less an extension of that work. It's a marine shrimp. I'm running about 75% of seawater. And the two things that I'm doing is I'm not discharging to surface water, so it's a self-contained system, and I am recycling the excess microbial biomass production, which is what has to happen in order to keep the water working and to grow shrimp in the same water over and over and over. What I do is I grow microbes of one kind or another, either algae or bacteria, to soak up that nitrogen and produce microbial biomass. Then the issue is either you have a microbial biomass, which is a sludge, which then is another issue, or you have a secondary animal, which converts that microbial biomass into another tissue. And so the things I'm using tilapia and brine shrimp as the two animals to convert. Instead of producing a waste sludge, I produce this biomass, and then the tilapia, that can be a co-product. The brine shrimp is primarily a fish meal replacement. So instead of requiring import of fish meal to support my shrimp, the brine shrimp could potentially replace that fish meal. So this system then ultimately is, it is environmental friendly, and it doesn't discharge waste to surface water, and it's sustainable in that it can generate its own fish meal and doesn't have to import fish meal internally. These are the three principles that I'm trying to demonstrate is high yield marine shrimp production, high quality shrimp production in a closed system without water discharge and without importation of marine protein into the system. And then on top of all this, I have to get it to where it's cost competitive so that farmers can do this sustainable, environmental friendly, and compete with fish and shrimp prices. That's, of course, the toughest part. Shrimp are coming in from Asia with a farm gate price of less than $3 a pound, and my best guess is we're going to need $4 or $5 a pound to make a profit doing this zero discharge production. So what I'm doing, I'm running a 1/20th of an acre system. I spent 2 years building it, starting it up, and I've got it fully stocked this year. Everything's running. I've got probably somewhere around 25 count shrimp out there right now and hope to harvest within the next couple weeks and sell. I don't even know who we're going to sell them to yet. I haven't even figured that part out. I'm just trying to make it all happen more or less by myself. So I got to get done in the next couple of weeks before I pass out, basically. I'm gasping towards the finish line here. I got to have this thing over with. So everything's working. I'm doing everything that I claimed I was going to do. And so now I need to sell the shrimp and make sure everybody that tastes them is happy with them. So that's my next issue.
Is this the kind of thing that somebody like you could sell directly to a restaurant?
Restaurants could buy them, or we can just sell them to people that show up at Bradford and throw them in their cooler. I don't know. I'm going to talk to people out of Bradford, find out what's the best way. If we're going to sell them alongside the greenhouse out there, I'm going to need some help. If I can't get enough help to do this, then I'll probably just throw them in a bin and drive them to a restaurant. It just depends on we can sell to people, but we got to have enough people to package them up and put them all on ice. I can't do all this by myself.
When I think of shrimp, I normally think of shrimp not as a meal in themselves, but as an appetizer or something. Where does shrimp stack up nutritionally as a full meal of themselves?
You go to Red Lobster, you can eat a shrimp meal fixed a half a dozen different ways. Yeah, people eat shrimp all the time. I mean, shrimp cocktail, those are appetizers. You see those, but anyone that's into seafood, shrimp is high on their list. It's right up there with lobster as something they want to go eat.
You had 1/20th of an acre that you're working in. Is that
right.
The most practical size?
No, that's as big as I could afford, given the money I had.
Well, how expensive is it to get started? If I was wanting to set up a shrimp farm of my own, what kind of investment would I have to be prepared to make if I got serious about this?
Yeah, there's a wide range of answers to that question. There's many ways to do what I'm doing, and there's a wide range of capital investment and a wide range of intensity. What I'm basically doing this summer is I've got it on a red line, and I'm pushing it at the most intensive, highest input, highest risk version. I've done the others, so I basically this sort of finishes my experiments over really a number of years now, more than 10 years. So I have a complete spectrum of yields. I mean, I can go from maybe $4,000 or $5,000 an acre of water at the lowest possible intensive system, lowest investment, lowest input, lowest risk, to in excess of 30,000 to 35,000 pounds of shrimp per acre every 120 days at the highest possible investment, highest input, and highest risk. At the high side, you're talking something on the order of $1 million to $1.5 million per acre of water for a 365-day-a-year operation, doing three crops a year, bringing in the neighborhood of $300,000 an acre of water cash flow. Or you can go down to the low end, something on the order of $50,000 an acre, and you might be doing something like, oh, 10,000 pounds, and it would probably be done in a single growing season without supplemental heat. So something on the order of a $40,000 per acre cash flow. So it's a huge possible spectrum. And one of the questions that I've got to now resolve is, I've done it many ways. What's the most cost effective? What finally, when it's all said and done under different operator conditions and constraints, climatic zones, what would ultimately be the most profitable thing? You know, and bring Missouri farmers up here and look at their resources and say, well, given your situation, your constraints, this configuration and this yield would probably be the most profitable for you. Or if I get some high-dollar investor in here and they want to do 100 acres, more than likely they're going to want to do the top end. Most investors they don't like to invest in infrastructure and have it set doing nothing for 6 months out of the year. So they would rather push the investment up and have it running 365 days a year, even though the initial investment would be higher. So many different scenarios depending on the interest of the investor and the cash level that they want to jump in and the risk that they're willing to assume. And then also the marketing and the sales. You know, at the high end, we're talking about having to move millions of pounds of shrimp. So whoever gets into that is going to have the wherewithal to handle that distribution. Local farmer, you know, maybe only has to distribute a few tens of thousands of pounds. Completely different market. So I'm trying to kind of close the book on all the ways to do it, and then now start seeing who wants to do this and how they would want to do it, and then help them figure out what's the most profitable way to unfold.
Do you have to process shrimp after you harvest them? What do you have to do after that?
Well, they're going to come out of the water heads on, and the standard operation for any industrial shrimp farm, in Asian shrimp farms, you go into a building, and as far as you can see, there are Asian ladies standing at tables with shrimp pouring in, and they're sitting there twisting the heads off. And they throw the heads in the waste bin, and they throw the tails in the process bin, and those tails then go get sorted and go into packages and get flash frozen and loaded onto ships and come over here, and we spend money for them. If I pull them out, I'm going to sell them heads on, because I don't want to have to stand there and twist the heads off all day long. And when people go home, they would either twist the heads off and cook them up for a meal, or twist the heads off and put them in a bag and freeze them for later consumption. So the answer is yes. If you were doing this commercially, you'd probably have a little processing plant, and you'd probably have manual labor deheading them. For one thing, there's no reason to freeze them and take up space with the heads. People don't eat the heads, so you might as well. That reduces the storage volume by 50% deheading them.
Is there, the people that you are familiar with who market these shrimp and the consumers of them, is there any kind of reluctance on the part of consumers to be interested in domestic shrimp as opposed to the real life thing that are raised in real oceans?
No, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's back up.
Okay.
Real shrimp in the real ocean. Remember, there's only about 10% are being caught on boats.
Right.
90% of the shrimp you eat is being farm-raised. And the shrimp that I make here locally will be a higher quality and a tastier shrimp. Everybody that's eaten my shrimp says they're better than anything they've ever eaten frozen that's come from Asia. But mainly because it's fresh, and most people have never eaten a fresh shrimp before. You know, right out of the water and into your cooler, you take it home and eat it. 99% of people have never tasted a fresh shrimp. So that right there, it makes it better. And then also, what's taking place in Asia, you know, we don't know. We don't have any control. And we don't really know what the quality of the seafood is that comes in the United States. So I would expect to get a premium price for locally grown, higher quality, fresh market as opposed to frozen, domestic production as opposed to an import, sustainable, environmental friendly. Those would be the selling points for growing in this country.
I'm trying to think of what a business model would be. Do you have to get production up to certain levels that some kind of a major processor and distributor would be interested in taking
over
the
manufacturing? Not necessarily. I mean, you can, you know, it just depends. It's possible to sell. You don't have to sell to a middleman, but it's important that you have markets established. You know, if somebody gets into this, they need to know before they start building the thing who they're going to sell the shrimp to. Now, shrimp demand is so high, people want shrimp, restaurants want shrimp, stores want shrimp. The Asian market constantly has trouble meeting the demand, even with all the shrimp that they produce. Here within the last few months, they've been hit by disease in Asia, and their shrimp productions have taken a dip. And shrimp prices have actually risen, and demand is really up now because the supply has slacked off a little bit because they're not really meeting their quotas from Asia. Yeah, shrimp's a pretty easy thing to sell. It's one of the higher value aquaculture products that we can grow. The other issue is that you can produce a crop in 90 to 120 days. There's very few agriculture commodities of a high value that you can produce in 3 to 4 months like that. And so that's another reason for focusing on marine shrimp.
Well, some people are going to hear our story and probably going to read it on our webpage and listen to the interview when we post it on the webpage. Should entrepreneurs be contacting you?
Oh, my God, they're already. I've got a file over here a mile long with people that are calling me, and I haven't had time to respond to them. I'm putting them in a file right now, and when I get more time later in the week, I'm going to try to start responding to them. the interest is really high.
Well, that should make you feel pretty good, though, about the work you're doing.
Yeah, if I could just keep up with it.
Yeah. Well, I saw this and I thought, well, this is fascinating. This is interesting. I didn't realize that shrimp growing was that big a deal domestically.
It isn't yet. Yeah. There's a lot of people that would like to make it a big deal. And, you know, maybe we're going to make it a big deal. We're going to give it our best here.